G'day, Mossy.
Good morning, guys. Do I detect a slightly strained voice on you this morning, Slats?
No, mate. Talking. It's not something I do too much of, is it, really?
Unfortunately, it wasn't cheering home winners.
It wasn't cheering. It was. I actually went to the Birdcage and the Tabcorp marquee, and it was very noisy, mate. And I was chat. But all good,
luck,
mate.
Half your luck, boys.
All good. Now, Socceroos have arrived.
Yes, the temperature's rising over in Honduras, guys. The Socceroos arrived in camp. They had a light training run on Monday, another one yesterday. And, look, it's business. It's a business time now. We've finally approached it. We're not where we wanted to be 12 months ago, but we're here and we have to deal with it. And it's crucial to set a foundation in this first game. And ex-Socceroo Mark Schwarzer has come out, obviously a legend of the Socceroos, has come out and said it all hinges on the first game. And he speaks from a lot of experience, obviously, through the campaigns he was involved with, that famous one in 2005 against Uruguay, of course. And it's really important to go over there and get the right result to set the platform to come home and grab the result with both hands.
Mossy, I agree with Mark Schwarzer, but plenty of experts, and I think, and I'll check with Robbie Slater later on, they all seem to think it's about game number two back here. And saving your best players, making sure your players are okay for your home game. Can you run me through that philosophy, why you just don't play your best players in Honduras and your best players back here?
Well, I think the thing is, TK, you have to treat it like two halves, because it is. It's two games of football. You have to set yourself up for 180 minutes or more, depending on away goals and what the result is. But for me, it's like approaching a game of football. You've really got to go out there and set the platform, set the foundation, so you can come home with a wet sail and get the result when it matters, which is at the final whistle. And I think to go over there and to open up and think that we're going to win the game comfortably would be a little naive, and I'm sure Ange and his coaching staff aren't thinking that way. They've got to set that platform, and you know, we're forced into some changes, which are probably good changes to make at home, with Milligan, Leckie, Cruz. We don't know about Timmy Cowell's fitness yet, but those sort of guys, to inject them fresh because they haven't done the travel into the second game is a bonus for us, I think, as long as we can set that platform and get a good result away from home. And a good result away from home, for me, would be a draw. And then we come home and do what we do at home, which we've got a very good record.
If you get a draw, though, and they get an away goal here, we're done, aren't we?
Depending on what the draw is. If we get an away goal, if it's a score draw over there, then it can change things, of course. It all depends. It's a very tricky thing, a home and away tie, and you've just got to manage it the right way.
Sure. And what are you thinking, team, mate? Any changes?
Well, as I said, those three big names out. Timmy Cale, I think it would be a miracle if he played, so let's go without them at the moment. The wing-back positions will be interesting for me. Ange played Josh Risden, and as is Bajic, in those wide positions against Syria away. And they're in the squad again, so that may just be a pointer to what he's thinking about for the first game away from home. At the back, Trent Sainsbury, as always, is so crucial. Matty Yerman, the ex-Sydney FC defender, came in last in the Syrian series and did very, very well. So I'd be surprised if he doesn't maintain his spot there. But Mile Jedinak, as we've spoken about before on the show, I think it's crucial that he's back in there, even though he's a little bit underdone. Match fitness-wise, I think his experience and calmness in that cauldron over there will be crucial to us. And who plays alongside him? There's Jackson Irvine, there's Aaron Moy, Masluongo. So the makeup of the midfield will be important. And Tommy Juric will no doubt head the attack. And he scored on the weekend for Luzern in Switzerland. So he's in form coming into these games, which is crucial for us.
And Man U, mate, what's happening there?
Marouane Fellaini, our favourite Slats with the big hairdo, he may be off to Turkey with Besiktas in January. There was some interest in him before the season started from Galatasaray, also in Turkey. But the rumours are getting stronger that Besiktas are going to make a big play for him. He's been in pretty good form for Jose Mourinho and Manchester United this season so far. But the talk is pretty strong that they're going to make a big play for him. So he may be on his way out of Old Trafford. And interestingly enough, Marcel Desailly, a former Chelsea legend, has come out and said that Manchester United need more patience with Mourinho. Now, to think that he's sitting second on the table, they're 8 points adrift of Man City, which is probably the key factor in a little bit of uneasiness around him at Manchester United. But he said you've got to give him time. You know, he delivered in his first season with Manchester United, and the Football League trophy, the Europa glory, of course, to get them into the Champions League. That was in his first season at Manchester United. So the talk of him maybe being under pressure is ridiculous, given what Manchester United have been through over the last 5 or 6 years.
Mossy, so great to chat. We look forward to the A-League Remembrance Round, which is coming up this weekend, where they acknowledge servicemen and women involved in conflict. And I know that's such an important part of our heritage, and we look forward to celebrating that with the A-League teams right over the weekend. Good on you, Mossy.
Good on you, guys. Always a pleasure.